think it's recording.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. So, hello, this is Chris Joyces of the University of Washington, and I'm working with the Tacoma Public Library Community Archive Center. I'm at the Hilltop Story Fest today with Shatara Baker, and it's good to meet you. So let's begin with our first question. Our first question is, what does this neighborhood mean to you?
It means everything. And I know that sounds so cliche, but if you were here in the 90s, you would understand how important it is to me. I'm one of those kids that was born at St. Joseph's, and there used to be this bar and grill called Brown's. And right when I left St. Joseph's, we lived above Brown's. And that was one of the staples in Tacoma. So to even still be in this area means everything to me.
So the next question is, how has this neighborhood shaped you to be who you are?
I'm a Black woman in Tacoma, and that alone says a lot, right? So at a young age, I had to figure out, how do I include myself in a space where sometimes there's supposed to be no room for me? But how do I make sure that there's room for me? So it showed me how to be resilient. It showed me how to be creative. It inspired me to be active. It's inspired me to educate myself, pursue education constantly. And it's definitely taught me how to give back. So I would say that Tacoma has, specifically the Hilltop, has taught me how to be extremely intentional.
Interesting. So the next question is, please share a story about your life in this neighborhood, in your neighborhood.
I remember being able to walk up and down MLK Street in the 90s on my own. Riding my bike to the park, going to the People Center, going to Al Davies, riding my bike to Johnson & Johnson's Candy. And I think one of the stories, and I shared this earlier with some of the people here today, is that I was 6 years old and I got my report card. This is when McCarver was a magnet school. And I remember it said I was white. And I looked at my hands and I said, oh, I am definitely brown. What is this? So I get home and I'm like, Mom, why does my report card say I'm white? And the reason was is because at that time there were quotas that had to be made. They needed to have a certain amount of Black kids, which they had too many of. And then they had to have a certain amount of white, a certain amount of Asian. But because they had too many Black kids, we had to prove that I had some form of white connection, right? So I had to prove that I had a white family member. And I thought to myself, well, first of all, I'm Black in America. There you go. But that was really hard to swallow at 6 years old. How do you internalize that? How do you move on from that? And how do you make sure that things like this don't happen for other Black and brown kids? That is one of the main stories that sticks with me. And I don't look at it as a negative, because that was my first encounter with educational redlining, educational oppression at six. So I love that story, and I love that part of my history with Tacoma, because McCarver is no longer a magnet school. Their playgrounds are new. They've worked on rebuilding the inside of the schools. They've worked on doing outside work on the schools. And it's better maintained for children that look like me now. And it's carried into what I'm doing at Evergreen. It carries into what I'm doing in my community and even with my own children and my own family. So I love that story, and it's such a positive pillar in my life.
That's interesting. I don't know enough about the neighborhood, but that school, are they changing the name? Or there's a movement potentially to change the name?
There is a movement to change that name, and I don't necessarily know how I feel about it, mainly because it's always been McCarver, just like Jason Lee has always been Jason Lee, to the point where when people say heritage, I am always like, what's that? Although I know what the history is with those people connected to these names. I also understand what the name of the school has done and how it's connected to our community. So my first thing is always community. It's never personal, emotional attachment. It's always about how does this impact the community, and not just any community, but my community. Because these are things that have always been. That doesn't mean that there's no room for improvement, because there is. But how will a name change affect the look of the school, the look of the community? Does it look like you have always been oppressive to your community? Does it look like you have always excluded your community? Those are the type of things that I think people should include in when they're trying to make these opinions and these changes. A lot of things that happen around are basically built on emotion. Emotions don't really carry you too far, because they're great indicators that something needs to change. But to navigate with emotion, it's like going into something blind. So as quickly as these changes are happening, they feel really quick to me. I think that there should be more thought behind these things. And also, where are you getting these names from? Did you survey the city, like the community that the school's in, or did you guys just kind of get with your board of directors that don't look like us and decide this is what we're going to do? Because it only takes a little bit of time to get with the community and say, hey, what historical black figure do you think should have a school named after them? We have, outside UW has that Nettie Asbury table, and Tupac is getting ready to do a Nettie Asbury performance. Why not even think of those names, you know?
Yeah.
So I just think that there should be a little bit more thought behind these things.
Well, thank you for taking the time and sharing your stories with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.